It's here and now. John Hartford was a steamboat pilot, so it makes sense that someone once called him the Mark Twain of traditional music. He played guitar, fiddle, banjo. He wrote one of the most recorded songs in history, Gentle on My Mind, a huge hit for his friend Glen Campbell in 1967.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
I'm sitting here thinking, is that also one of the most beautiful songs ever? I think so. John Hartford performed on Glen Campbell's TV show, on the mainstream but subversive Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, but then he really went rogue in 1971, leaving that clean-cut world to make the album Aeroplane, with amazing musicians including Vassar Clements on fiddle, Norman Blake on guitar. He turned bluegrass into newgrass.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
John Hartford died in 2001 at the young age of 63, but he lives on at the John Hartford Memorial Festival at the Bill Monroe Campground in Bean Blossom, Indiana. This year's festival will feature musicians including John's son, Jamie, who joins us from Spotland Productions in Nashville. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Robin.
And you are there with Andrew Vaughn, who is author of John Hartford, Pilot of a Steam-Powered Aeroplane. I've got the book right here. Andrew, welcome to you as well.
It's a book and a tongue twister, Robin. It is.
But yeah, I've been skimming through the book, a whole book about one record that came out more than 40 years ago. And there's a young John Hartford with Glen Campbell, with the Smothers Brothers. There he is with Earl Scruggs. What was so important to you to put it all together in this one book?
I think a lot of artists have one record that kind of defines them. This one record surprised everybody. He'd been building himself up to become kind of a mainstream recording artist and TV star, and suddenly, out of nowhere, right at the end of the 60s, he dropped out, grew his hair, grew a long beard, and came up with a record that was kind of freeform, jazz, bluegrass, folk music, all mixed together. And no one knew what it was, and I don't think he knew exactly what it was. And it shocked a lot of people. And, you know, when you do something like that, it tends to have a ripple effect on the rest of the industry.
Yeah, well, let's listen to a little so we know what this propulsive thing was. Here's an example from the steam-powered Aeroplane.
Well, I started out to be a towboat man, but I never got the hang of a ratchet bar. I was growing up a deckin' in the Illinois trade with coal dust in my ear. I got stuck in the ice on Christmas Eve and I froze my ass, it's true. Just a shivering and a shaking with the down south case of them steamboat whistle blue.
Again, skimming through the book, I didn't realize there's Chet Atkins, there's Johnny Cash. How many others revered him?
Oh, he's one of those figures in the music industry that when you look at people's top tens or people's, you know, records that influenced me, John Hartford's name appears a lot. The public knew him because of the hit song, Gentle on My Mind. That was a huge song, so everyone kind of associates his name with that. He did a lot of other records that were kind of off the wall. Even when he was being mainstream, it was kind of off kilter. So those records tend to find favour with other artists because they like people who push the boundaries and try something a little bit different. So he had a real good following with the other artists, I'd say.
Jamie, let's bring you in. Where yes. are you in this picture? How old are you as your dad's, you know, forging this career?
I was probably four. I learned a lot about this record from the back of album covers.
Yeah. Well, probably might have learned a lot about your dad from album covers, too, you know, as
absolutely.
A traveling musician. What did he tell you about this record and what he was trying to do? What kind of sensibilities he was trying to project?
My dad was always into improvisation. He felt like the subconscious mind knows the right thing to do in the right situation. And if you can tap into it, you get better performances. And Vassar Clements was like the guru of that. He played totally off his subconscious. So my dad, you know, when he wanted to learn something, he would gravitate towards the person that was doing it the best and absorb everything he could. And so it was just natural for him to have Vassar, you know, if he could have a band with him. But he told me one time that the only requirement for them doing a song was that one person in the band needed to know how to play it. If one person in the band knew the song, they would tap into this subconscious thing and play that song.
Well, he said the Aeroplane band was just one long jam session. Let's listen to a little of the title song.
Well, I drifted away on a steam-powered aeroplane. Went in the state and I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane.
Jamie, as you grew, as you watched him play at festivals, what was that like? What was that spirit like?
I remember going to see a show. Ravi Shankar was on this show, and the Aeroplane band, they were all sitting down. And I remember he had me a seat right up there, like second row, right on the aisle, where he could keep an eye on me. And this girl comes up and makes me sit on her lap for the whole show because she wanted my seat. And so I remember, you know, things like that. And, you know, people asking me if I played the banjo.
Well, and you have actually recorded a CD of your dad's songs. Let's listen to a beautiful instrumental. It's called Presbyterian Guitar. Jamie, that is just beautiful. If you had to say what the essence of your dad's music was, what would you say?
Well, he was all about looking for that melody that you couldn't get rid of, kind of like the Andy Griffith theme. He was looking for that subconscious thing that I was referring to earlier. It was really important to stay in a zone of creativity, like constantly. That's why he got his own bus and had his own atmosphere right off the stage that he went right back in to basically his library, his study, to stay in that zone. Unless we were eating lobster in a restaurant. But otherwise, you know, like actors, how they work on roles and they get in a character and they stay in it. I think his goal was to stay in that zone all the time.
Well, in 1994, the Aeroplane band got together again for a sort of a reunion farewell, as it turned out, at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. We want to listen to a little of that as we go. Jamie Hartford, again, John Hartford's son, thank you so much for sharing some of your memories and your music.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
And for sharing your dad.
Because
kids always...
It should be.
Yeah. And Andrew Vaughn, author of the book, John Hartford, Pilot of a Steam-Powered Aeroplane. Andrew, thanks to you as well.
Thank you, Robin.
Some say it comes a-rolling down the hollers of old Ireland and up the mountains of East Tennessee from back in North Carolina.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
North Carolina. Well, it rode and growed all in the west, way out in old Missouri, and then took off around the world like lightning in its fury. There ain't no age you sound the string in major or in minor. It disappears all in the years, brings a laugh throughout the tears from the boys in North Carolina.